going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GIP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully everyone's having a good start to their weekend. Here in Winnipeg, it's about noon, 12:30-ish, and it's been beautiful. Snow's been melting. We've been in plus weather. Ooh-wee, it's been nice and cozy up in Winnipeg. Been not too bad last week. Sorry for I couldn't get you guys out an episode last week. I came down with a cold last minute, and it wasn't going to work. But anyways, we're here to this week. And you know what I've been watching? Ted Lasso. The beautiful game. Footy. I'll be right down. Fuck, it's a good show. So what do I got for you guys this week? All footy locks. All of them. Upper echelon. Bang, bang. That's what I'm giving you guys this week. Super Bowl's next week, so just a little primer. Here we go. We're not going to go through all the games. We're just going to go back to our usual. Three locks and to the moon. So let's get it started. The first lock I got for you guys, we going to the Serie A. Roma versus Cagliari. And we will be taking Roma first half winner plus 100. Roma is under new leadership. They got a new gaffer, new head coach, Daniele De Rossi, former Italian national, Roma star. And you know what? He's been doing pretty good as the new gaffer. He's got two wins under his belt. Pretty good so far. And they're going for the third consecutive win since October. And they're going to get it this week. I guarantee that. This season at home, Roma has been undeniable in scoring goals, scoring in every home game, which meshes nicely with Cagliari allowing a goal in every game, except one. But hey, 10 of 11 is pretty good, and 11-11 is even better. So that's pointing a nice little lock for us. Here we go. So point in case, Roma is just going to score. It's only a matter of when they're going to score. And in their last 10 matches against Cagliari, they've led going into halftime 7 of those 10 games. And that's all happened in the past 5 years too. So it's not been like 10 years, 12 years in these gaps of these teams been playing. No, it's all been in the last 5 years, and Roma has been winning 7 of the 10. The other 3 were ties. So we're not going to give you a first half win and tie because that's shitty odds. We're taking the winner here. Roma have had the opening goal in 8 of their 11 games this season, and Cagliari have only scored 3 of the opening 11 goals in their away matches. So there you go again. Roma's going to go out, take the lead, and they're not going to give it up. They've also scored first 10 half goals compared to Cagliari only managing to get 2. A measly 2. That's 5-1. What better odds do you want? They're going to get 5 goals to their 1. Even better. And at the end of the day, this is plus money. This is too delicious not to eat up. Morte da fame. I'm dying of hunger because of this. Because I'm dying of hunger because of this bet. So easy. Easy first game. We got Roma first half winner. Plus 100. Lock it in. That's easy money. Start off the weekend. Or it's a Monday game. So start your week off right. Get home from work. Boom. Plus 100. Double your money. But that's not it. Lock number 2. Another Monday night game. Not Monday night. Monday midday game. Brentford versus Man City. Both teams to score and over 2.5 goals plus 105. We got ourselves here a nice little Monday night spectacle with Man City traveling to Brentford. We have Pep in the news saying Haaland is ready to go and could be in the starting role. And then we got Ivan Tovey off his little betting suspension. What a good man. I'm proud of him. I'm proud to call him a fellow degenerate. My boy Ivan, let's go. Brentford plays really well at home compared to on the road. They've got 10 goals, which is, nope, sorry, 20 goals on while at home. And they got 20 goals against, which is a beautiful, beautiful average we're looking for at 3.64 goals, 4 and against while at home. So you know we're getting the 3.5 right there. I'm giving you guys 2.5 on both teams to score. Beautiful. While Man City has 24 goals, scored, and 14 goals against on the road. So again, we have a nice average of 3.45 goals against and away in their matches. So that 2.5 is hitting nicely. Easy. Easy. So just looking at these numbers right away, we can tell each team is going to get a goal. No, that's a guarantee. Because 82% of the time while at home, Brentford, both teams have scored. What am I saying right there? Ooh, that was bad. Sorry, I'll say that again. 82% of the time when Brentford plays at home, both teams scores. Pretty fucking good. 64% of the time when Man City is on the road, both teams to score. So again, the numbers are in the right spot for plus money bet too. This is bang, bang, let's go. But there's even more. Even more impressively, Brentford in their last seven games, both teams have scored 7 out of 7 times. And both teams, And in those games, 6 of 7 games have gone to over 2.5. So again, we're right on that like 85% mark and 100% mark. So this is too tasty not to go and bet. And for Man City, the over of 2.5 has hit in 80% of their last 10 games. So 8 of 10. Easy math for you guys. They've only played 4 times and one of those times it hit. And that was a year ago. But this is a new rivalry. This is going to pick up. Goals are going to be flying. They've been putting it up all year, all day. And Haaland's coming back, that's at least a goal. That's at least 2 goals from Erling Haaland, who's still, I think, tied or in first place of the Premier League Golden Boot, I think it's called. I don't know. I just started watching Ted Lasso. Give me a break. But yeah, we got Ivan Toney since his suspension, 2 for 2, 2 goals in 2 games. And he's been hit, I think he's the 3rd, 4th highest goal scorer. So my man Tony's going to put one in. And right then and there, I don't know what else to give you guys here to make you want to bet this, but come on now. Easy money. At plus 105, lock it in. Brentford, Man City, both teams to score and over 2.5. Now we're going to go to lock number 3. And we're also going to go Monday Nighter, La Liga, Rayo Valenciano, over 4.5 corners minus 150 versus Sevilla. Now this one was hard for me to find. This third lock was hard, but this is what I stumbled upon of. At home this season, Rayo is averaging 6 corners a game, and in their last 5, they've hit this total 4 out of 5 times. So looking good, and the only one they didn't hit it against was Barcelona. So right, Barcelona is like a juggernaut. They're Goliath. And what are you going to do? They got more money. They're going to put up a better performance. While Sevilla away this season is allowing 5 corners against on average and have allowed their opponent in their last 5 games to do it 3 times. So there you go again. We're over the 50%. We have a greater chance of winning than losing. And I don't really have much more to say. It's hard to find a game for Monday, but this is what I got for you guys. So I'm going to give you guys Rayo over 4.5 corners minus 150. Now, I know it's a shorter episode, but we're going to go to the moon. And I'm going to feed you guys a nice one here. A nice one. So for the first one, I got Roma beating Cagliari by 1 goal at plus 260. I like Daniele De Rossi, but he's going up against Claudio Ranieri. I think that they have a history. I think De Rossi's played for Ranieri, so he might have an upper hand, and they've been playing good. I don't think it's a blowout. I think it's a close game. 2-1. Roma likes to score in the second half as well. I think most of their goals come, I think they got like 7 or 8 in like the last 15. So that's when they take the lead, I think, to go up 2-1, 3-2, whatever it may be. I don't really care. I just wanted them to win by 1 goal. So that's at plus 260. Next, I told you guys, Ivan, the degenerate Tony, to get a goal. Anytime goal, plus 260. And this one's voidable if he doesn't start, but he's going to start. He's 2 for 2 since his suspension. Let's go 3 for 3. I think he's been betting on himself, and that's what I like to see. All we need is the Man City defense to slip just once, and they do that away. They do that away just once, and that's all we need is for that pivotal striker, Tony, to put it in the back of the net. Upper echelon. Football is life, my friend. Football is life. That's what we need. We need a little Danny Rojas from Ivan Tony. Football is life, my friend. Football is life. And then the final one, Rayo Sevilla tie, plus 230. I believe at these odds, Rayo has a 24% chance of winning, and Sevilla has an 18% chance of winning. They tie quite a bit. I think, I don't have those stats up anymore, but at home, they've had a lot of ties this year, Rayo. They can't quite seem to find the win, so that's why we're going with them, and I think their last two games as well have been tie. So I like the tie. I don't think either of these teams are really going to win. Both teams haven't won in their last three games. I expect that to continue. I don't think any of these teams, maybe a 1-1 game, but 0-0 more likely. So that's what I like here. And when you put those three beautiful, tasty, plus 200 locks, to the moon locks for you, that comes to plus 4,176. You throw $30 on it. Oops, excuse me. That gets you just a little less than $1,300 at $1,283.04. And that's going to be a beautiful, 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 beautiful payout in your pocket before the Super Bowl. I don't know what that was. That was a little Russian over you. That wasn't English at all, or British. But yeah, that's my to the moon. That was my three locks. Next week, we'll recap and we'll move on after the Super Bowl. We're going to be back to our regular pod. Three locks, to the moon. And resume. Yeah, so that's it for this episode. I hope everyone's enjoying the beautiful weather here in Winnipeg. If you're not in Winnipeg, I hope you're having beautiful weather too. Global warming seems like it's turned out pretty good for us Winnipeggers. Everywhere else in the world, not too good. But that's what we're going to deal with today. So remember, gamble at your own risk. Have a good weekend and peace.